Shorebus Radio. Shorebusradio.podomatic.com. Hit us up. Hop on the shorebus at gmail.com. Still got the same crew. What's up, Rod?
What's going on, man?
Steve?
How's it going?
That's good.
You're an idiot.
Don't forget, next Friday, we're big fans of the Free Beer and Hot Wing show.
Come on.
We're going to the game show. Me, Street, and Steve.
And Alex.
Yep.
I don't know how much she's going to be able to contribute to that, though.
Yeah, I really don't know. She doesn't even know what to wear.
No, dude, that's bad when she's coming to us. What should I wear?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Wait,
like,
she's dressing up too, though, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Accordingly.
She's talking about some fucking dress skirt or some bullshit, and I'm like, I don't fucking care. I know what I'm wearing. Do your thing.
Yeah, dude, I was thinking about that. Like, just tell her to dress like she's
going for an interview.
Like, dressing up nice for the club or something. Not, like, formally, because, Steve, you're going to have a tie on, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think I might do the same.
I'm not going to have a tie.
I'm walking out of my CEO job straight to this place. So they think.
I got two options. I could wear the blazer. But if I'm...
Get that shit tailored, dude.
I know, son. I just haven't had fucking time. I got to
get
my
done,
service
dude.
Stripes. I know.
Dude.
Sewed on my blues and everything, too. I just... No fucking time. But...
Well, I'll tell you right now. If you don't get that thing tailored, I'll just take it back because that's $160.
Oh, I'm going to get it tailored.
All right.
But I'm saying if it can't be done in time, there's a tailor right next to the apartment, too. But
all right.
I got to get new dress pants because the ones I have look like I'm fucking swimming in them.
Yeah, they are stupid.
Well, you have less than a week.
Okay. It's not that fucking hard to go to the store and buy dress pants, dick.
It is for you.
I'm sorry. I immediately feel bad. That wasn't supposed to hit you in the face.
Or the eye.
All right.
No, I'm sorry, Steve.
I know you are.
I hurt my own
feelings. You are not forgiven.
All right, we're going to jump right into this next topic. I found this on one of my favorite sites here.
GapingHole6.com?
Nope, not quite. Not even FarmyardFantasies.com. Found it on...
RamYourMan.com?
Nope, not even that. You guys are hitting all of them. But
you want to know how to give Eric an instant flasher?
What a drag. Dude, what's the static coming from?
The phone.
Right. Hold on.
All right.
We didn't put it in my 7.
AskMen.com has got an article. You're 27 and in love with your best friend's ex. Oh, boy.
So the route that we were, you know, looking to go with this article is, in any circumstance, is it okay to ask your best friend if it's all right to date his ex?
Yeah.
My opinion on that is...
Now, before we even get into that, we got to cover what this very article lays out as being acceptable steps towards...
Yeah, you're right.
Towards making this happen, okay? Step one, or point one, a woman is not off limits because she's your friend's ex. False, in my opinion.
Yep.
What? She's not off limits because she's your friend's ex. Come on.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Your thoughts. Steve?
Oh, I totally agree. I would do it.
That's my thought.
If you date your friend's ex, have a mature conversation with him about it. So their theory is, hey, I'm gonna sit down with you, Steve. Hey, Steve, listen.
You can't use Steve as an example because...
That's true.
What a dick.
So it's me.
Because I don't date cows.
So so it's
play
me instead.
Oh my gosh, no. Oh god.
So it's me going, Hey Rodney, I know you just got through a devastating breakup.
You sound like a gay
girlfriend. I know you're still I know you still have a lot of heartache, but listen, man, the whole time you two were together, I thought like her and I had something Like, what? How can you possibly say...
We talked about this a little bit earlier before even Steve got here.
Yeah.
And what I told you, I still would say, if that circumstance ever came up and you said that to me, I would punch you in the head.
Yeah.
What if your best friend went on, like, a date with a girl and it didn't work out?
What do you mean? What are you saying? Like, your ex?
Like, I went on a date with a girl, didn't work out.
And then I went after
a month later, you started dating
totally
her.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Okay, good, because that happened to me. And I did that.
You did that to somebody?
Yeah, that was my ex, Brittany.
Yes, that's different. This is like someone that you've been with for a significant amount of time. Like me and Alex, been together since fucking 7th
Well, right,
grade,
right, right.
Much.
I was just throwing it.
Would you still have sex with her?
Well, yeah.
God damn it. Oh, no.
Oh, my word.
That's me.
But yeah, there's no way I could even.
There's no way to make it clear. You can sit down for 3 hours with your best buddy and explain to him how much you think you two are meant for each other, regardless of the fact that you just got done plowing her for umpteen years. Like,
it wouldn't even get that far in the conversation.
No,
with me. It wouldn't.
No. Dude, like you said before, it's not even the fact that you're pursuing her. It's the simple fact that you even
thought of
it.
Yeah.
You even think in your head that it's an acceptable consideration to make.
Oh, God,
what?
Dude.
Let's see what else this site has to say, because apparently this site is all for it. Okay, here's a quote from it. Perhaps your best friend in the entire world was dating an amazing girl, and the whole time they were dating, all you kept thinking about was, why can't I meet somebody like her? Everybody's felt that before.
Sure.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that you sit on the sideline and wait for things to go south between them.
What a dick if that's what you're doing.
What?
To. Oh, no.
Okay, and here's a little situation that they kind of lay out. Now that they've broken up, she starts calling you. She tells you she's starting to have feelings for you. Well, right then and there, you're going, whoa.
That bitch is a cunt.
Yeah.
For doing that.
Yeah.
Because.
Big time.
Like, I literally feel
you,
like
you
I need
to do that. You just.
No.
You can't, because especially if. I know what I want to say, but I'm not going to say
so
it.
So she tells you she's starting to have feelings for you. At the same time,
hard dicks are monsters. They're monsters. Hard dicks have minds of their own.
Hard.
She tells you she's starting to have feelings for you. At the same time, your best friend still talks about her and wonders if he did something wrong. Wow. I mean, it's not on her at that point.
Well, she shouldn't fucking call him.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, you should have been smart enough to put the brakes on it immediately.
Yeah, and some dudes just can't control themselves and
yeah.
When it comes to women.
Oh, why did you look at me?
Yeah.
Hold on, let's get Eric excited.
Would you still have sex with her?
Well, yeah.
Stop with the cow sound effects.
Why is your...
You're putting
your
another hole
about to rip more?
Stop with the cow sound effects. It hurts sitting down now.
Oh, no.
Stop whining.
Oh, my gosh. Now, have you ever been in this position at all where...
No.
No?
No.
Steve, you said you've had something similar before where it's like...
Well...
You technically haven't...
My best friend Ethan went out with Brittany on a date. They saw each other, met each other, hung out. They went on a date, hung out a little bit, nothing happened.
That's what she said.
Good one, dumbass.
Eric needs to learn how to drink like a man. He can't handle that what? Man glass.
Want a sippy cup?
What a dick. Anyway. while Eric cleans himself off.
There's a reason for hope now.
Hold on, you know what did it for him? He's got to go wipe up. All right, go with your story, dude. Hold on. Catastrophe.
With who? Hold on.
If you can, if you have something to say, let us know. Just take the microphone from his hands.
Whoa, did you see how fast?
Damn, she just mic blocked you, son.
Not yet. I'm not ready.
What does this have to relate to?
Okay, what if the guy... It,
you gotta if you're going to talk, you got...
You got to talk on, because we can't talk about it without... Because
we can hear you
hearing.
Off mic, so...
Put it...
You
put
gotta
it, like
put
right
your,
up in your mouth.
Yeah, you gotta have it touching your lips. Like, Steve, right. Maybe
what
not
if,
with.
Just stick it like
zip,
right.
Zip.
Just stick
zip,
it like right
zip.
In your mouth. Like, never mind.
Like a penis, Eric. Hey, how do you know?
Some space. It's your first time.
No. Okay. Wow. Guy A breaks up with girl or whatever. The entire thing's done. Best friend goes after her.
Let's put hypothetical names to this situation.
I don't know. Bob and Julie.
Okay, so Bob and Julie break up.
Yep.
Bob, okay.
And Frank comes along.
Which is Bob's best friend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And
thank you, Chris.
Wow, cool story, horrible
and
bitch.
She, what was her name? Julie.
Julie.
Yeah. This is already. All right.
Fuck you. Julie tells best friend, I forget names already.
All right.
That the sex sucked the entire time.
Okay, all right.
What's
for who, Julie?
Yeah. Like, dude was a Minuteman.
Wow, I have a feeling this is a personal experience.
Eric, you have some experience in this. It's just, oh, I got jokes all day.
I have experience in what? The Minuteman aspect? Because I don't think I do.
I'm just kidding.
You can't fucking lie about that. That happens to everybody. You can't tell me you fucked like a pro your first time.
Okay. I'll admit. All right.
He came out of the womb as a porn star.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Oh!
That situation was kind of confusing. So dude
she's,
and girl,
she's basically saying girl thinks sex is bad, wants to go for best friend. Well, then you're just relating
like
it all on sex.
Wants to go with the best friend.
I don't remember it now.
Wants to go with the best friend. With,
I think her point is all she cares about is sex.
Well, hot.
The sex is bad, so we broke up.
Dude, I just can't
so
use...
I'm going to go fuck his best friend.
Dude, I just cannot...
Monday we're having tryouts.
Dude, I just cannot use this drop enough.
Oh, no! Oh, my God! Oh, my gosh, no!
Would you still have sex with her?
That's
me!
She is now open for business, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy cow. This has been completely sidetracked.
You sound like
she
a
just...
gay.
Almost.
I seen that.
She almost reached for it. I was next in line for tryouts.
Oh, no.
She, you know, like the ticket thing you pull at the deli?
Yeah.
She's going to tape one to her back.
Oh, man.
Oh, no!
Be a longer wait than the DMV.
And the very first thing.
And less satisfying.
Tongue punch her fart box.
Oh, no.
I'd do it.
Oh. I can't believe you just let that fly.
She didn't hear that, did she?
Probably.
Okay.
The most.
Oh, fuck.
The most shock jock drop that we have. Wow.
Well, hot.
Fart. Okay.
Okay, we need to get a little bit sidetracked.
What's up, Houston? What's up?
That's right.
What's up, Houston? What's up?
These are the cities she's touring to for tryouts.
Oh, man.
Coast to coast.
This is like the Mexican hat dance distraction.
Oh. God damn it. Oh. That was a good laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew.
All right, we're going to take a wrap. This is Short Bus Radio, at Podomatic.com.
Hop on the shortbus at gmail.com, bitches.
Yeah.
Dude, we're at 50 minutes.
Be right back.